Christopher Mills. I'm calling from Keene, New Hampshire. I just heard a commentary by a former legislator from Kinderhook regarding a case in Queens where a woman was stabbed to death by her former boyfriend. As a result, the fetus that she was carrying also died. And I just found the whole commentary objectionable with highly charged language, and I felt it doesn't have any place on WAMC. I think there's room for debate, but to simply have this out there as its own, standing on its own, I think is counterproductive. I think that we need to get rid of outdated terminology like unborn child when what we're really talking about is a pre-viable fetus.
Hi, this is Paul from Hinsdale. I was listening to the roundtable yesterday, and I was in my car. Unfortunately, I couldn't respond. But I heard Libby use the term Joe Sixpack to characterize part of Trump's base. Well, I like beer, yet I didn't support the Kavanaugh appointment, nor am I part of Trump's base. In fact, I consider myself an educated moderate who voted for Bernie in a primary. I liked beer then, and I still like beer. But I think Libby should use a little more discretion prior to casting stereotypes.
My name is John Kelly. I'm calling in regards to Alan Chartok espousing about William Weld running for president against Donald Trump. Well, I'm a lifelong resident of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, and I'm here to tell you, Bill Weld did absolutely nothing, nothing underlined for the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. You may live in Great Barrington or wherever, but you obviously are not aware of, you know, the fact that the man did nothing for the state. Much as Bernie Sanders has done nothing for the state of Vermont, which I now currently live in. Big mistake I made.